Hello, and welcome to Heavenly Manna with Milton Harris. Now, on today's broadcast, we want to go into the book of Acts, Acts chapter number 15, and let's begin reading with verse number 25. It seemed good unto us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men unto you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, men that have hazarded their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have sent, therefore, Judas and Silas, who shall also tell you the same things by mouth. This is the thought that we want to share with you, is sold out for Jesus. Heavenly Father, we ask you now to take and bless the reading of thy holy word, as you promised it would not return void. Lord, I pray for the next few minutes, you would give me the message, the words that need to be spoke, and Lord, may they lift up and glorify our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Lord, we love you today, and we want to thank you for all your many blessings. In Jesus' precious and most holy name, we do pray. Amen. As we said, we want to use this thought, sold out for Jesus. That word hazard that is mentioned there in verse 26, the Greek word, it's a very interesting word, and I began to look at that and looked it up. And what that word hazarded literally means is to give up, to hand over to another, or to surrender. In other words, what he's saying, these men have given up their own lives, and they have handed their lives over or surrendered their lives over to the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, they were sold out for Jesus. And now we today, we need to also surrender and turn our lives over to Jesus and be sold out for him. And I thought here for just a few minutes, we could take and look at these men's lives and kind of make a comparison to really see if we are in reality sold out for Jesus. Let's begin by looking at their spiritual character. In verse 29, there he said, "And it seemed good unto us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men unto you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul." Now, they use the word beloved. In other words, that word literally means that they were cherished by the other saints. And it indicates that these had to be men of spiritual character, or they would not be cherished so by the other saints. So when we look at that, and we can take in verse 25, and we can look at that word beloved, and realize that these were men of spiritual character. You and I are the same today. We look at someone, and if we consider them beloved or consider them cherished, it would be someone of spiritual character, someone that has character about them. And so we see that these men here that were sold out for Jesus were men of spiritual character. Again, that's important for us today, to be men and women, boys and girls, saints of spiritual character. And so we see the first thing there is spiritual character. Well, then let's look at this second thing, the spiritual conduct. In verse number 26, it says, "Men that have hazarded their lives for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ." We see here that these men have went there for the Lord Jesus Christ, and their conduct was becoming that of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Galatians 5:16, chapter 5, start with verse 16, he said this. He said, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, that you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But If you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envying, murders, drunkenness, reviling, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I've also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. So here we see, as Paul has talked about, that we are to walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So our conduct should be that of a Christian, that God would be pleased with. And we see that these Christians here in Acts, they are living a life completely surrendered to the Lord Jesus Christ. We see again that their spiritual conduct bears that out. I'm going to tell you what, they're living a life of submission. I'm going to tell you what, we have to completely submit our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ, and our conduct will bear that out. If we're sold out for Jesus, it will show. Then we, and our spiritual conduct, not only the life of submission, but how about a life of sanctification? The word sanctification means set apart unto Jesus. It not only means being set apart, but set apart unto Jesus. I think about the scripture in Leviticus, where the Lord had told Moses to write that, you know, he is holy, so they were to be holy. But then Peter repeated that for us in the church, where he said, be ye holy, for I am holy. And that's living the life of sanctification. Our conduct should be a life of sanctification. I believe in the day and time that we're living in, sanctification is something that's pushed aside. We're living in a time when people say, well, as long as you're saved, you can live any old way. You can do any old thing. And if it's wrong, the Lord will forgive you, but you just can continue on doing it. It doesn't matter. But I'm going to tell you, it does matter. It does matter. It matters to the Lord, and it matters to your family. It matters to the saints around you. You may say, well, what I do doesn't affect anyone else but me. That is so wrong. What you do will affect others. And we need to live that life set apart unto Jesus and abstain what would he say? Abstain from fornication, abstain from all appearances of evil. Those are the things that we are to do. So we need to live a life of submission, a life of sanctification. That's what these saints were doing. This is their spiritual character. And it was a life of sacrifice. They gave up worldly possessions. I thought about Barnabas, and we read about in their Acts 4, sold all he had and gave there to the church. He gave up his worldly possessions. I thought about that. They gave up worldly position. The Apostle Paul, member of the Sanhedrin, a high-ranking official there, but yet Paul, he gave that up to follow Jesus Christ. They gave up a life of worldly prestige. I thought about Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea, there when they came and got the body of Jesus and prepared it, put it in the tomb. They were giving up their worldly prestige. They were out in the open now, and the folks could see. And then these folks, listen, would receive worldly persecution. Paul and Silas in chapter 16 are thrown into a Philippian jail, being beaten, But I'm going to tell you what, they didn't get down. They didn't cry and say, oh, it's me. They didn't look to God and say, well, why are you allowing this to happen? The Word of God teaches us they began to pray and sing praises. And God did a miraculous work there. And because of that, we know the Philippian jailer and his family were saved. And we don't know, they might have been other prisoners that were in there that were influenced by Paul and Silas. And so we see here the spiritual conduct. By the way, we will always see persecution. It's how we handle it that matters. That will be the influence. So we see spiritual character, spiritual conduct. But then, look at this. They had spiritual credibility. Look with me in verse 27. We have sent, therefore, Judas and Silas, who shall also tell you the same things by mouth. Shall also tell you the same things by mouth. In other words, these men could be trusted. Why? Look, they had insight. They had inspiration. And they had influence. They had spiritual credibility. Let me say, our spiritual character and our spiritual conduct will lead us to have some spiritual credibility. When we begin to tell others about Jesus, when we begin to share the insight, when we begin to share the inspiration, we can have influence. But I'm going to tell you what, if we don't have that spiritual character and we're not living a life of spiritual conduct, we will not have any spiritual credibility. I say this often about our prayer life. If we don't have much of a private prayer life, our public prayer life won't be much either. Our credibility. I don't know about you, but I want to have some spiritual credibility, because there may be some lost boy or girl, man or woman, that the Lord may put him in my path, and I want to be able to have some type of influence on them. May the Holy Spirit give me insight and inspiration. May he lead me, and may I have some spiritual credibility, Lord, maybe to be an influence on some lost soul. And maybe not only that, but maybe an influence on a saint that's struggling. Maybe there's a saint of God that's struggling, going through something. Lord, let me have some spiritual credibility. But I'm going to tell you what, we won't have none of this unless we're sold out for Jesus. These men were sold out for Jesus. Lastly, look at their spiritual consolation. These Christians, as they were sold out for Jesus, brought comfort and encouragement to the saints. Look with me and read in verse 30 and 31. So when they were dismissed, they came to Antioch. And when they had gathered the multitude together, they delivered the epistle, which when they read, they rejoiced for the consolation. Oh my, they brought comfort and encouragement to the saints. You know what? We can do the same today. When we're sold out for Jesus, not only will we be able to accomplish great things for our awesome and mighty Lord, but we will also be able to bring some comfort and encouragement to others. That's why I say it's so important to be in God's house, oh, when the doors are open, so that we can gather together, fellowship, comfort, and encourage one another. Well, let me say, let's be sold out for Jesus today. Well, dear listener, thank you for tuning in, and may the Lord bless, and may we be sold out for our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.